I'll focus. Okay, so anyway, previously on Cheer. So we were dealing with the sort of the transition between the Kaddish Midin Arev, where we were talking about what are we really trying to do, right? What are we trying to do on real Nesina? Is it really about the Kinyan aspect, or is it about the Hana Demak Yada? And we saw in Rashi that idea of maybe it's the Meshubedes Lo, right? Is really what creates Ishos. But that sort of made us take a step back and say, well, wait a second, right? Why should Hana Dimatal Yada really create Ishos, right? You're right, it makes sort of sense that that sort of initial, you know, initial handshake protocol does make sense that that's sort of the right, a step in the right direction. So what if it's a formal Kinyan? So we say, oh, it's a formal Kinyan, right? But, you know, I'll stop sharing already. Right, if it's like a formal Kenyan, so it's a formal Kenyan, right? Oh, creates Ishos because it's a formal Kenyan. That's the way law works. If we're talking about something that's not about the form of Maisa Kenyan, right, which Tosos and the Ritva kept emphasizing, but either the Maisa Nesina or the Hana, so then we have to sort of reevaluate why are these creating Ishos Ish, right? Why are these sort of like, oh, now there's Ishos. So one approach is to say, oh, Nesina, right? You can see this as this like also again similar in terms of like there's this formal tekes. It's very much a formal process that you can say, oh, you know, that's gonna we're creating Ishos. But if you think that Nesina isn't really the, it's not like oh, there's like this formal Nesina because it doesn't actually have to go into our hand, right? The Tosfos Reads says, oh, you can have Nesina where you put it on a rock since you did what she told you to do, right? Asa Ratzona. So then, right, there's less of this like, oh, there was like this formal Nesina between them, which really highlights the beginning of their Ishos, and sort of like, oh, okay, what makes this into Kiddushin, right? Then we take Rashi's, at least, you know, the way we wanted to interpret Rashi about Arev, right? This Meshubedes Lo, that's really about that sense of obligation, and then really makes us think like, well, why is that going to, that alone could create Ishos, right? If we think that Ishos really has, you know, all this weight to it and all this complexity to it, so to say that the whole package is just bam, like, you know, the one minute you create that sense of obligation and suddenly there's full-on Ishos is much more difficult to us, I think, right? I think that's much more troublesome. And I think our answer is something that we've seen a little bit before, is that maybe in a Hanami, right? Maybe the entire process of Ishos doesn't just sort of, you know, get triggered or isn't entirely condensed into that one moment of the Kiddushin, right? Legally, in terms of the Isser Ishos Ish, there's a din of Kiddushin that it creates Isser Ishos Ish and she's Asura Kuli Alma Kehekdesh. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're really married L'chol Davar. Okay? Now, a few details, really just, we're not going to do this inside, or through this Regalachas. The Rambam always talks about, right, Erisin versus Nesuin. After Nesuin, then she's Ke'ishto L'chol Davar. Right? Okay, what's that mean? That means beforehand, even though she's Ishos Ish, she's not Ishto L'chol Davar. Right? So not completely married. And that also is consistent with his Shita, that if Kiddushin is really Hana D'mato L'yada, so it can create Isser Ishos Ish, because it creates that Kiruv Hadas between them, and that's formally, right, where you the Isser starts from. But that's enough for Va'asar Lanu as Harusos, but it's not enough for Hitcher Lanu as Anusuos Lanu. It's not enough to make them married, right? L'chol Davar. Klape Chutz, maybe they're married, right? There's an Iser, but between them, there isn't complete Ishos until there's Nesuin, right? Where they actually start functioning as a married couple, V'chule. Other fun din, I didn't put this on the Makoros, I forgot to put it on the Makoros. It's a really cool din, Choshen Mishpat. For after Erisin, the chasan can't testify on behalf or against the wife, right? Because she is, they're related now. But he can still testify on behalf or against his in-laws. Even though, right, he and his wife are now, right, she's Ishos Ish, and they're married in that, in the sense of Erisin. But he's not related to his in-laws until Nesuin. And Lemaisa, he can testify in Beis Din, right, on their behalf against them, right? Unless it's he's no gay somehow. Unless it turns out that, you know, really the money would end up going to him somehow, right? I don't know. He testifies that his father-in-law, future father-in-law, or current father-in-law already, right, is owed some big amount of money. So that, you know, and his future father-in-law is about to, I don't know, kick the bucket, and his wife is going to inherit the whole estate. Right? So obviously, the Dayanim would say, oh, wait a second, you're no gay b'davar. Right? But if he's not no gay b'davar personally, he's not going to make money off of it. It's just a question of kurva, of being relatives. So they're not puzzle. Okay. Now what that really says is that the Ishus is not really complete until after Nisuin. Right? Fine. So that's already saying that then suddenly we can go back to Rashi and we could say, oh, right, when Rashi says that Mishu Bedeslo is enough to create Kiddushin, it's enough to create Asru Kule Alma Kehektish, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're married L'chol Davar and that they're completely married and that she and he are really a family, that there's a complete marriage between them, right? There's the beginning of a marriage, or there's, right, the Isser that leads into marriage. And then we can really separate. And then, sorry, the question becomes a little bit, if we want to look back to say, well, you know, can you switch the order maybe? If they're really two different things. So one option is to say, of course you can't switch the order because, right, Nisuin is built off of Erisin. But if you think that really they're two separate things, they're different, maybe they're really actually different, right? Rashi says in a tshuva that you could switch the order. You could do Nisuin before Erisin. And if, according to Rashi, Nisuin is about them having a relationship and Erisin is about them having a formal legal commitment, so then why not, right? You can date before you get married, right? It's mamish pukhazi ma'am adavar, right? It's mamish l'minag b'zmanenu. So Rashi says, yeah, you could, you know, can have Nisuin before Erisin. So all that points us to saying that there are really different elements. Okay. All right. Now, just see a few more indications of that in our Gemaras. There's sort of like just pick a couple of Gemaras that we're probably not going to go and see inside because we've really covered a lot of the sugyas in between and the rest of the parak until like Yudbet. But on Daf Yud. Right, Ibai Elihu, be a Nisunose or Erisinose. As we sort of saw this a bunch with the Ravuna Sigi about Chuppa, here it's about Kiddushe Bia. Maybe Kiddushe Bia catapults you straight into Nisuin. Right, now the Havamina, why you would do that, I think is, well, right, why would you think that? Yeah, Ari.
Because you can do Bia for both Kiddushin and Nisuin.
Right, you can do it for both in the Erisin and the Suin. So, like, why, you know, why is like the first better than the second? Why not say it all works, right? And also, what about like Misvara, like in terms of, like the nature of Erisin and the nature of Nisuin? I would think maybe you could do both. Well, you could do both. And you, the first, right, Ari's point is, you can, right? You could just be a works as Erisin, it works as Nisuin. So why would you, why not have it do both? Why would you have to do it separately if you're doing the same thing? Right? Especially if we remember that in the Rav Huna Sugya, right? A lot of the Rishonim were bothered by what's Rav Huna going to say? The Rishonim thinks you do Chuppah twice, right? Once you do Chuppah once, so then you did Chuppah, so then it should just do the whole thing, right? And the other Rishonim said, no, he says you do Chuppah as Kiddushin, but then you'd have to do Bia as Nisuin. But if you think, right, that if Bia works for both, so why not say that it works for both at the same time? Right? Especially, however it's working for Nisuin, right, why isn't that true also by Erisin? Right? Meaning, he's doing it as Erisin. Whatever we think about Bia, in terms of what its impact on Nisuin, why don't we say that already by Erisin? Maybe when he does it by Erisin, he's not doing something different. So So I think that's a good question. The Gemara is Masupak, right? And the Maskana is a little unclear in the Gemara, but it seems like, right, definitely the way that we paskin is that it seems like the Maskana is that it doesn't work. The Gemara never says that explicitly. The Rambam, and we paskin that it doesn't work for Nisuin. You have to it has to be separate. Okay? Harusa asura labala midivari sofrim kozman shibi beisavia. Habala rusasa beischamiv makinos amakas maridos. Afilu im kitru bebia asura lavo ala bia shnia beisavia ache yavi osa latoch beiso. Yis yachin ima viafrishenela. Yichaze hua nikra knisit lachopav hua nikra Nisuin b'chomakam. This is Rambam also, I think, gives us the answer with his explanation of how he's with what he's saying is how he's paskening. He's also giving us an explanation. Is that bia b'toras nisuin is not just bia, right? It's that it's sheyav yosa l'toch beisa v'yisyachidima v'yafrishen ala, right? That she's moving out of her father's house and into his house, and they're starting a home together, and they're starting a family together. So if you do Arison is not going to do that. Now, let's say, I don't know about according to the Rambam, let's say you did Arison, Bia's Arison, in his house, right? Let's say they did those together. So maybe the Rambam would say it works, but only because they're two separate things. The point is, according to the Rambam, it's not going to work. Why? Because the whole point of Arison is the Kenyan, right? Asur Kuli Alma. The whole point of Nisuin is Yafrishenu, is Lahavi Elbeso, right? Vyasyachidima Vyafrishenelo. So if Arison is the Isser and Nisuin is about the Heter and moving into his house and becoming a family, right? Those are two separate and really opposite things, according to the Rambam. Right? First, you have to Osra Kuli Alma Hektesh, including himself, essentially. And then also, then he has to be Makdir and right, be Machnisil Toch Besa. Okay? So the reasoning is essentially that even though Bia is the same thing, you're doing it, right, for Arison and Nisuin. So at the end of the day, it's not going to work to create Nisuin if it's Arison, because Arison and Nisuin are really two separate things. Right? They're two different states, not just they're two different legal stages, but I think practically they're two different stages. Right? They're two different stages in the creation of Ishas. You can't really have Nisuin until after you have Arison, right? Or the opposite, according to Rashi. Right? You can have Nisuin first, but they're still going to be separate. Okay, so again, that's just another indication that Arison and Nisuin are really separate stages, and they're separate components of Ishos that need to be, let's say, developed independently. Okay, another Gemara further on in our parak. Hahu Gavra. The Kaddish Vishutisa the Asa Vishuka, he was Makadish with the Hadas in the Shuk. Shachar of Acha Barhuna the Kamid of Yosef, Kai Gavna Mai, Shachle, Nagde Kirav. Put him in Cherem, like Rav. What? Vitzrich Gita Kishmu, and she needs a get. Like Shmuel, because Shmuel is Choshish that maybe it's worth the Shava Pruta. Shmuel has the Shita that you have to be Choshish that Shema Shava Pruta Bimadai. Maybe the object that looks that here isn't worth the Shavu Pruta, is Shavu Pruta elsewhere, and then we're Choshesh for the Kiddushin. Okay? So Rav says you put him in Cherem. Why? The Rav, Mangira de Mikadesh Bishuka, he basically made a Cherem against people who are Mikadesh in the Shuk, people who do Kiddushin in the Shuk, but the Mikadesh Bibia, anyone who's Mikadesh Bibia, the Mikadesh below Shiduchi, and anyone who's Mikadesh without Shiduchin. Who doesn't get engaged first? V'alde mevato. Gita v'alde masa moda. Gita v'alde mitzayar shluch derabana. V'alde chalotza shamta. Yidrei tosin yomi v'al chatana didai v'ei chamua. Nahada yamri b'kuhu lo mangid Rav. Rav only didn't put any of these people in chirim. Ela al de mekadish b'biya b'lo shiduchi. If he's mekadish b'biya without being first engaged. V'yigad amri afilu b'shiduchi nami mishum pritzusa. Okay? And someone said, no, even if they were already engaged, he still puts them in Chirim because they of Pritzus. I mean, Mekadesh Bibiya. Okay? Now, here's the question. Kiddush Bibiya works, right? It's Kiddushin. what's the problem with Kiddush Ebiya? Why is Rav being mangi people who are Mekadesh b'Kiddush Ebiya? A. B is what's wrong? What's wrong being Mekadesh b'Shuka? And why is he putting Cherim on people who are Mekadesh below Shiduche? Right? What's Pshat? Like, what does he have against them? Okay? So first Chakira, right? Or very basic, just like in terms of directions, Rav could be saying one of two things. He could be saying something fundamental, right? Or he could say something more practical. Right? He could be bothered because practically X, Y, Z. Or he could be saying that fundamentally there's something wrong here, right? What could those be? So Rashi says, Nagde Kirav Mishim Pritzusa de Kaddish Bishuka. Just point out Rashi thinks that all these things are like a form of pritzas, okay, because Makadesh in the Shuk. The Rav Magid Mishum Pritzusa. All these are Mishum Pritzas. Okay. What exactly does that mean? So one option, right, is to say that practically he thought it was, right, not smias, it wasn't inappropriate, right? It was, right, it sort of demeaned the institution of marriage. That's a possibility. Toso says, Mishum Pritzusa, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Hainu Pritzusa, L'fisha Tzarech, O Eide Bia, O Eide Yichud. This is a little different. This is, in general, there's Pritzus here from a very practical perspective. If you are Mekadish B'Bia, you need Eide Yichud, right? This is not appropriate, right? To be having Edim standing outside the room while he's, you know, and listening to him to know that he's being Mekadesh B'Bia. Right? Just not, it's unseemly. Vikasha, he says, wait a second, that doesn't make, I don't think that practical argument is kasha, because Yivamo says, "Ma'isla mitzvah Yivamo mikadish v'hadar ba'il lo kadish loke makas marjus medarbanan kerav v'hasam lamishum idim talia taima la Yivamo midoraisa in a nekesel bibia." There, right, we're still giving somebody makas marjus kerav, right, because Rav says was manged amad mikadish bibia, right, mikadish b'shuka. Even though, right, in the case of Yibam, you anyways need Eidei Bia. Right, so the presence of Eidei Bia can't be the issue that Rav's upset about, because Rav says, gives Malkus even to people who are who do Yibam without first doing Kiddushin Derabanan. Okay, by Yibam, this is actually a great example. I didn't think about this until now. But by Yibam, there's a din, right, that the only thing that works by Yibam is either you do Chalitza or you do Yibam, right? Yibam has to be done by Bia. You can't do like Kiddush Kesef and use that as Yibam. In which case, right, why is it that we have Kiddush and Darabanan by Yibam? You're supposed to do Kiddush and Darabanan by Yibam first and then do Bia. And if not, Rav used to give people Malkus for going straight to Bia. Because first you have to be Mekadesh, says Rav, can't be Mekadesh B'Bia. So Tosu says, right, either way, for the Yibam, you would still need Edim, right? They'd stand, they're not inside the room, they're outside the room, because they're Edi Yichud, Henin Edi Yichud, Henin Edi Bia. So you just need Edi Yichud. But at the end of the day, you still need Edim, right? So you're not saving yourself from Edi Yichud, so it can't be, that's the Pritzos, okay? Elama, right? Hasam lamishum edim talia taima the hayivam medarai sein nekinsal bibia el nirlari hainu pritzos sheusin tchilas kinyanan bibia dumyum demikadish below shiduchi. Right, there's something wrong, says the Ri. Not that because it's right, it's paros, it's not snias. There's something wrong that the beginning of their relationship is tchilas kinyanan is bibia. Right? Just like there's something wrong with being Mekadesh without Shiduchin. Right? You're jumping too far ahead. Right? They're jumping too far along in the relationship. But what's also cool here is that Tosus is essentially saying that according to Rav, right, the Shiduchin, right? It's an important part of the relationship. Here's, I think, a great example to this. I don't actually know the format of these shows, but you know, there's like, they're like all these reality TV shows of like, I don't know, Married at First Sight or stuff like that, right? It's like you take a guy and a girl and you're like, okay, right, we're going to marry them off and see what happens, right? So Rav would give all of them Malchus, right? Definitely if Rav was in charge, there would be no such reality TV shows, right? Why? Because unseemly, it's not just, oh, it's like not sanua to have this as a reality TV show. Right? There's something wrong in a relationship that goes straight to, oh, you're married, and now, like, figure it out. Right? First, you have to be mishadech. They have to, it sounds like he's saying, right? They have to date first. They have to get to know each other. There has to be some sort of relationship before the kiddushin. Right? There has to be some sort of shiduchim before erusin. And not only that, but before bia, says Rav, right? There really should be some sort of relationship, some sort of legal relationship of iser between them, right? Tchilas kinyanam shouldn't be bibia, right? Because that's too far along in their, right, in what we envision as part of marriage for where they are now. First, they have to have shiduchim. Then they should have kiddushin. And only then can they have bia, right? So technically, right, kiddushin bia is effective, right? Either because it's a Maisa Kinyan or because it shows, right, that they mean to be married, right? It's a way of expressing their marriage or their intent to be married. So maybe that's Chal Midaraisa, right? But that's not an appropriate way to do that because, right, it's not matim to the part, to where they are relationship-wise, right? What that means, though, is that there are stages before kiddushin in the relationship, which Rav says are actually very important parts of ishus. Right? I think that's really what comes out of Tosfos. It's not just a practical issue. Right? It's not like, oh, it's like parot because it's not sanua. Right? It's that pritzos she'osin tchilas kinyanan bebiya dumya demikadesh below shiduchi. Right, because there's a stage of a development of a relationship which needs to happen, a development of the stages of ishus, or the parts of ishus, or the parts of the relationship of ishus, which really starts from shiduchin, and then you have erusin, and then nisuin and bia, right? And those are different stages. And you can't really, or you shouldn't really, try to glob them all together or jump ahead. Right, and that's pritzusa, right, to get to a stage of, you know, marriage, or act as if you're in a stage of a relationship that they're not at yet. All right, so the Ritva, which is a slightly different formulation, right? Rav Magen Mad Mekadesh Bia, Perish Mishum Chutzpah, Shabal Bifnei Edim. Okay, right? Same idea. He calls it Chutzpah. Right? It's this brazen. It's just not, right? Not Sanua. Okay, so the Ritva's formulation, as opposed to Tosus's, right, does it sounds much more similar? It's like a pritzos din, it's like a tznius din, right? Ose hefker shetei tchilas kiruvo beishto bia v'nire ka'ose derech znos. So I'm not sure if which direction to pull the Ritva. What do you guys think? I just said, let's go over again. According to the Tosus's language, it's Hainu Pritzos, She'osin Tchilas Kinyanan Bibia, Dumya Demikadesh Below Shiduchi. The Ritva, Zlashon, is Hainu Chutzpah, Mishum She'osa Hefker, Shete Tchilas Kiruvo Be'ishto Bibia, Vinirek Osa Derach Znos.
I could say, I feel like the rifa is coming more from an image perspective. Like it doesn't look so good. It kind of looks like snus, as opposed to Tosfos was more like there isn't any relationship. So it's more like skipping a step in Ishas, as opposed to like it looks like snus.
Okay, yeah, so that's also the direction I think I would take the retva, right? So especially because the Tosfos here, right, goes with the oh, it's dumya to mikadish below shiduchi, and that's really the makabe patish for me, right? Tosfos compares it to be mikadish without shiduchim, without right some sort of pre-existing relationship between them, and there it's hard to say oh it's pritzos, right? It's like notzanua, it's like mechzi kiznus doesn't look right. It's hard to really argue that. Tosfos's point here is that you can't just start tchilas kinyana bibiya. You can't just jump ahead of the relationship. And if you do, right, so then legally you might technically have X relationship, right, halachically ahead there, but it's not appropriate because you don't really have that relationship with her yet, right? Just like you be mekadesh without shiduchi, is like, how can you jump ahead and be mekadesh if, right, you have nothing to do with this woman? Right? You just met her on the street. You just met her on this game show. Now you're married, right? Sure, there was a rabbi, there was a priest, there was a judge, there was a doctor and a lawyer there who, you know, affirmed the nuptials, but, like, how can you get, that's not how marriage works, right? While the Ritva is saying, like, how can you get married on a reality TV show, right? Hainu chutzpah she'osa hefker, she'tei tchilas ki ruvo be'ishto be'biya v'nirak osa derech znos, right? The jumping ahead, right, the jumping straight from nothing to biya, right, is near kosa derech snos. You're right. Technically, he's also mechayvin to mekadesh bo bizman, so that's kiddushei biya. But he's going straight from having no relationship whatsoever with this woman, right? Just being like, oh yeah, but actually, you know, actually we're married, right? But it looks like what? It just looks like snos because he's having biya with someone who he's just met. Or he didn't have any relationship, nothing to do with until now. So I think it's more, for the Ritva, it's more of an appearance, right? It's mechzikiznos, while for Tosfos, there's something fundamentally lacking in the relationship. Okay, and again, right, this points to this idea that even though you have kiddushin, even if you have nesuin, you still might not have all the elements of a complete ishus. Okay? Just one thing that we're not really going to go into, but my father has an article on Ksuva. I think it's on the Ksuva article. It might be on the Nisuin article, but I think it's in the Ksuva article. One of the two. Anyway, he points out in the Rambam has a bunch of different stages within Nisuin. Okay? The Rambam actually talks about like Ishto Lechol Davar. There's like Rambam's Machal between Masra Ha'av Leshluche Habal, where it's Nisuin, but she's not Ishto L'chol Davar. That you could really, like, all the transition between Erisin and Nisuin is not a binary one. But actually, you could break that up also. Okay, so here we're talking about even in Kiddushin, right, there are different parts, there are different stages. Really, Shiduchi, right, really Kiddushin before Bia are all supposed to be part of Kiddushin. Okay. Now, again, we'll also try to sort of give names to all the different components, hopefully. But this is, I think, is important that there are these different parts. Okay. Now, one fascinating thing is that on the other end of the timeline, right? So far, we're dealing with a lot with Erisin. We dealt with Nisuin a few times this year. Now, I want to go after Nisuin. Something very interesting, because this is really surprising. Right? We said, oh, before Kiddushin, you need, right, Shiduchi and Rav Uzman Gidaman the Makadish below Shiduchi. And there needs to be some sort of pre-existing relationship between them before you create Ishos, right, before you create Erisin. Seches Kala says, the Kala below Bracha Asura Velabala Kinida. Okay? After Nisuin, if you don't have Sheva Brachos, if you don't have Brachas Chasanim at the wedding, she's usher to her husband. Okay? I mean, the heter of Ish Leishto is dependent also on the Sheva Brachos. Okay? And that's, to me, that's extra surprising. Why? Because until now, we've been dealing with the relationship between them, right? And the relationship between them, I could say, oh, you know, how could you, right? How could you say, like, oh, you're married, Lechol Davar, and there's a Heter Bia to this woman who you've never met until 10 seconds ago, right? Or, oh, you know, 10 seconds ago, you were dating, right? But now, in the middle of Rami Levy, or in the middle of Walmart, right? You're like, you know what? Let's get married. You know, you go to the jewelry counter, and you say, oh, can I buy that ring for, you know, $20? And then the guy gives it to you, and they say, all right, Mekudash, just like, what? Now suddenly you're married, right? That's, you know, Mekadesh Peshuka. That's not, all right, that's not a real, it's not appropriate Kiddushin. That doesn't reflect the concepts and sanctity of marriage as we believe in it. All right, but those things are chesronot in the ishus between them, right? Kalablo brach sheva brachos, kalablo bracha asur lebala kinida, seems to be something, right? They already have erusin, they already have nesuin, she's already nichnas l'toch beso. Why do we need sheva brachos? By the way, sheva brachos also need a minyan. So why do we need sheva brachos and a minyan v'chule in order to have heter labala? Right? That I think is, that's more surprising. Okay? The Mitzvah Kala says it, right? Kala b'lo bracha asur labala kinida. Ma nida shlo tavla asur labala. Af kala b'lo bracha asur labala. Uminayin l'berchas chasanim min ha-Torah. So now, right, also we're thinking, wait a second, what is the nature of sheva brachos, right? Why is it that sheva brachos is suddenly going to be oser isha lebala, and until you have sheva brachos, right, there's no heter isha lebala. Shenemar vayevarchu et rivka vayomru la achotinu at hayeva alfei ulrivava v'yirash zarech et shar sonav. Okay, so what's the source? That right, that Lavan and Bisuel gave Rivka a bracha that Hayla alfei ulrevava and Yirash zarech et shar sonav. Okay, interesting, right? That's clearly some sort of a, you know, an asmachta. I think because the pasuk there is right, not really sheva brachos pashtras because right, she hasn't even met Yitzhak yet. But okay, right? Maybe you can be pal pal. Oh, nothing new. Shlichei av, l'shlichei abal, kadesh like this shliach. I don't know. I'm sure you could be pal pal. But that's one interesting pasuk. Also, because the lashon, right, is one of bracha, right? It's the context there is, you know, they're saying farewell and they're saying, you know, good luck. Right. The next makom minayin shafilu almana asura. How do we know that this is true? Not just about Bezula, but also an almana. Shenemar vayikach asara anashim. This is about Boaz and Rus. Right? Rus was an almana. Vayikach Boaz asara anashim mizikne ha'ir. Vayomer shvu po vayishvu. Vayomru kol ha'am asher b'shar vazkinim idim yiten Hashem et ha'isha ha'ba'al beitcha kerachel kaleya. Asher banu shtehem et beit Yisrael v'asa chayil be'efrata krashayim beit lechem v'yihi beitcha kibeit peretz asher yaldah tamar liyudah min hazera sheyiten Hashem lecha min ha'nara hazot. Okay? So the second pasuk they bring from Boaz is actually very different, right? The whole there, Boaz is really has a whole tekes, right? Boaz goes to Ploni Almoni. Ploni says, no, I don't want to do it. So Boaz says, okay, I'm going to be koneh, you know, the Sadeh, and I'm going to be marrying Rus, right? Ploni says, okay. She says, okay. He drags into, like, you know, Shar Ha'ir. Vayishvu, you know, vayikach asara anashim mizeknei ha'ir, vayomer shvu po vayishvu, right? There's this tekes. There's this very, it's almost like, you know, sounds like he's setting up a bezdin. There's this whole process of the transfer of the Yibum or the Achrayas of the Sada of the Nachala, right? But it's a real process, okay? In this case, it actually makes a lot of sense to say that it's really part of whatever's going on in in Megillas Rus, and then maybe also, right, it's actually much more fundamental. Okay? These two Makoros, just one, the first one sounds more, it's more like a bracha. The second one sounds like it's, they're giving a bracha, right? But they're not just there for the bracha, right? Their presence is something that Boaz seems to think is an integral part of this whole interaction. Okay? So you get a different vibe from these two brachos. The first one says, oh, it's a nice bracha, right? Second one seems to say that it's part and parcel of whatever it is that's going on. Okay. Obviously, according to the second makor, makes more sense to say that kalablo bracha sur labala kinida. Right? Because Boaz here is marrying Rus. He's being kone the zika to Rus. Right? And he's setting down asara nashim yizikneir, and they give them this bracha. You know, in the first makor by Rivka, right, it's just, you know, her family gives her this bracha before she goes off to marry Yitzchak. Okay. So first of all, right, we're not so familiar with, we normally think, oh, Erisin and Nisuin. So what's up with Shev brachos? So the Gemara in Ksuvis, on Daf Zayin, says, Mevarchim brachos chasanim mibeis chasanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af be'isa erisin mevarchin osa, am Rabbi Yehuda shon b'nei shem is yachidima. Okay, why? What's the var? Rabbi Yehuda Omer af be'isa erisin mevarchin osa, b'nei shem is yachidima, v'amrin an kalo b'lo bracha asur l'bala kinida, l'fi she'pa'amin ba'le ashlo l'shem chupa, osim berchas bracha mitzchila, k'di she'i kalo b'bracha. So it says, why does Rabbi Yehuda think that you could do it be'isa erisin? And Abaya says that's in Dafka in Yehuda. Because in Yehuda, they have this minag to be miyachid the chasan and kala after erusin. In which case, potentially they could have bia. Right? So Tosfos says, therefore Yehuda says you need to have berchas chasanim even by erusin because kala blo bracha sur labala kinida. Okay? So Tosfos clearly thinks that, right, that we really think that kala blo bracha is actually a sur labala kinida. Right? It's not a guzma ba'alma, it's not a, I don't know, it doesn't mean something else. It means she's really aser. And therefore in Yehuda, where they Rabbi Yehuda says, so you have to make the berchas erisin earlier. Even though it's berchas anesuin, right? It's berchas chasanim that we normally do by chuppah, you'd actually have to do by the erisin. Okay? The Ramban, chen minag berchas anesuin, in revarchin ela achas shetikanis l'chupa, shein elu ela berchas tefila v'shevach, v'teida sharei kol shiva v'mvarchin osa, chenir melchus gedolos, Rav Moshe, meaning the Rambam, amar kodem anesuin, v'chein da'ati note, you have to do it before nesuin, not after, why? Sharei chupa yichud ubiya uba'inan ru'uya l'biya, says the Rambam holds that, what is chupa? Chupa is yichud haroi l'biya. V'harei kalab lo bracha surahi l'bala kenida. Now, without Berchas Chasanim, she's Asuralo, which means that the Yichud of Nisuin would be Pasul, right? He says the Ramban according to the Rambam, because Kalablo Bracha Asuralo Bala Kenida. So if you do Yichud without Sheva Brachos first, then there's no Nisuin, according to the Rambam, because she's still Asuralo. Okay? So the Ramban and Tosfos, right, take this Meseches Kala Kipshuto, that really, Kala Blo Bracha is really Asura Labala Kinida. And even though you did Erisin and Nisuin, she's still Asura Labala. Okay? Now, the Mordechai says, Od Mistaber, the Kala Blo Bracha da Asira, Hainu Blo Chupa, Ela Dinaka Blo Bracha Lefisha Osin, Bracha B'Shas Nisuin. Okay? So the Mordechai says, no. Right, whoever said that that Berchas Chasanim is part of the Ishos, right? She's Asuralo until you have Berchas Chasanim, right? That's not. What the Meseches Kala means is a Kala below Bracha is Asura Labala Kenida, means a Kala after Erisin before Nisuin. Because when do you do Berchas Chasanim? At the chuppah. So berchas, kala below bracha means erisin without nesuin. Right? Yes, Natan.
How does the Mordechai then get that with all the source texts are very bracha related and nothing to do with chuppah?
Fantastic, right? The source texts are definitely bracha related. And why do we call it kala below bracha, which is a kala below chuppah asura labala kenida? Right? It's a very, very good question. Very, very good question. I think there is only one decent way to answer that. With the following hint. What is chuppah? Or what options do we have for chuppah?
Nesu'in.
What options do we have for nesu'in?
Chuppah is one.
Right, chuppah. Bia, yoshvin be yachad, the ochlin, but right? Holchim lamakom shechinu lechvod ha chasam vekala yatsa behinuma.
So did you say bracha just a form of nesuim?
Something like that. Yeah, I think what he would have to say is that kala below bracha, right? And bracha means chuppah. Is that maybe the berchos chasanim are part of the chuppah?
So if you have a chuppah without bracha, then it's not actually a chuppah, just them standing under a canopy, and it doesn't really matter.
Right, so here's the question. I don't think he says that. That's what I would say, right? He doesn't say that because he says they're not ma'akev, right? Kala below bracha is asira, is below chuppah, but if you did a chuppah without the brachos, it would be fine. Right, that's what he says, right? Below bracha, it's she'ozen bracha b'shas nesu'in, but that's not, the brachos aren't actually ma'akev. But then, why are we calling the chuppah bracha? Right? So we'd have to hold that the brachos chasanim are part of the chuppah, and yet, they're still not ma'akev. I think that's what he's going to have to say. Right? He's going to have to like thread the needle and basically say, they're part of the chuppah, right? And they're significant enough a part of the chuppah that we could call it bracha. But yeah, the chuppah itself is still effective even without it, right? Or that the chuppah is still chuppah, just part of what chuppah ought to be, is also bracha. Okay, how can we say that? So if we look at part of our list, right, part of our list was to say was yichud haroy lebia and yichud and nechnas alatoch beis ha-chasan, right? All of those emphasize the idea that nesuin is really about tchilas chayi ishos, right? It's really about like the ishos kodemata Torah idea that really ishos of nesuin or the process of nesuin is about starting their life together, their home together, right? Becoming a unit, becoming married befoal. But the other shitos, right, that other list, other half of the list, yatza behinuma, sitting and eating together, right, separately in their own area, standing under the chuppah together, right? What are those? Like, why does them sitting together and eating separately from everybody else, like with everybody else, but like separately, why would that be like nesuin? What is that? Who does it bring into the picture? Right now we have the chasan, and generally we have the chasan and the kala in the picture, right? Them sitting and eating together, right? Separate with everybody else, but like separately, everyone's eating, right? And but they're eating with everybody else, but like separately at their own like table. Who are you adding into the picture suddenly?
It sort of adds in the community, it seems.
Right? You're adding in the community. Suddenly the tzibor is part of this whole party. Right? Just going back to our Maseches Kala, we mind the Berachas Chasani Minat Torah. Vayikach Boaz Asara Anashim Mizikneh Ha'ir. Right? Vayomar Shupo Vayeshehu. Vayomru Kol Ha'am Asher B'shar V'azekinim Edim Yitein Hashem Et Ha'ishar Abal Beitchak Rachal Kaleya. Right? It's like a confirmation, an acknowledgement of the community of their marriage. Right? It's like bringing the tzibor into the ishas, or into the creation of the ishas. It's not just that there's a relationship between the two of them, right? It's that the tzibor needs to ratify, acknowledge, confirm their ishas, right? And say, oh, these people are separate. These people, right, are part of the community as a separate, unique entity within it, right? They are a unit. They are a haum within the broader community. They're separate. They're a separate home, right? As part of the community. So they're eating together, right? With everybody, but together and alone at their own table, right? So they're a node in the network of the community. So they're connected to the community, but their own node. And I think that's, that if that's what chuppah is about, so then kala b'lo bracha asura l'bala kenida, or kala b'lo chuppah, but bracha and chuppah are the same. If we understand what? If we understand that Berachas Chasanim is about the tzibur acknowledging the marriage of the chasan and kala. Right? So you say Nisuin is about acknowledging the marriage of the chasan and kala by the tzibur, and the brachos are part of that. Right? The brachos are the verbalization of that by representatives of the tzibur. Right? And that's why, of course, you need a minyan for a Berachas Chasanim, because it's all about the tzibur acknowledging that ishas. Okay? Now, if you say that, right, you could actually go in two directions then. You could say, of course it's ma'akiv, right, because maybe gufa, that's part and parcel of ishas, right, is not only, until we get to Berachas Chasanim, it was all about the two of them. And now, right, she's asur labala kenida until the tzibor sort of like, you know, stamps it and acknowledges their ishas. Or you could say that because that's built into nesuin, it's not ma'akev if you do nesuin and there's no berachas chasanim, because then there's still nesuin and nesuin's the matir. Right? If it's a separate stage and you're lacking it, so you can say, asur labala kenida. If it's part of Nisuin, it might be a chisaron in your Nisuin, or it might be unfortunate, right? But it's still not necessarily going to be ma'akiv. Okay? So that, in terms of whether or not it's ma'akiv, it could be going in both ways. The more it's fundamental to Nisuin, you can say, oh, well, you can't do Nisuin without it, right? Or your Nisuin is incomplete without it. Or you could say, but you have all the rest, other part of Nisuin that you did, and that alone should be enough, right? Anytime you, let's say, you have 80%, so you can say, oh, I have 80%, and that's good enough. Or you say, you have 80%, which means you don't have the whole thing. If it's two pieces and you have the big piece, so, you know, you can use the big piece, right? If you have 80% of a motor, you don't have any, you can't drive. If you have 80% of a saw, then you can't, right? If you have, you know, most of the pieces of a car, then you may or may not be able to drive, right? If the pieces that you're missing are the windshield wipers, they're still part of the car, but you can drive without them. You know, it depends on your mashal. But the point is that if it's fundamentally part of it, so it could be dafka ma'akev, or it could be dafka, you should have it, but it can be overcome. Okay. So Tosus and the Ramban say, of course it's ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. It's kala b'lo bracha asur l'bala kenida. The Mordechai says it's not, but because it's part of Nisuin. And because it's part of Nisuin, so if you did Nisuin without the bracha, so you still did Nisuin. Okay? All right. Just how far will we take this? I think is a great great example, like just eye-opening like idea of how serious is this idea of kala bal bracha asur lebala kinida. Nishal harajba al ir she'id ba asara b'nei adam. Let's say you just don't have a minion. Right? In ba asara b'nei adam lebrachas nesuin vi efshar lehaviyam sham mimakom acher. Heishiv berchas chasanim ein apchusa me'asara. Ubekisvei inu harav yisraelin in terms of Hashem. Because Hashem chooses some ebony, the ain brachos ma'akvos dieved the mistabra the kalab brachas sur lebala kinid the hainu below chupa ella the naka below brachli visha ozin brachas bracha b'shas nesuin chitala adatcha im ain b'medina asara shaloti nase isha mishum brachas chasane b'asara ad kan l'shono. Right, so Chumash Adashin says what? You're going to say you can't get married if there isn't a minion, right? Of course you could get married without a minion. L'chatchili you should have brachas chasane, but if you can't, you can't. We're talking about Shavu Brachos at the Chuppah. The ain't Dvar Mirim, says the Beis Yosef. The Matana Hizu. In a Hanami, im ain't Shamasar, Shalotina Seisha. The ain't Zeel Machria Chadavar Ba'atzma. Right? Beis Yosef says, you can't do that. Right? You can't prove that you don't need a minion, right? Because if you needed a minion, you wouldn't be able to get married without a minion, and therefore you must be able to get married without a minion. Right? If the question is, do you need a minion to get married so that you can say Berachas Chasanim? And the Torah says, what, you can't get married without a minion? Of course you get married without a minion, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to get married with a minion. So of course you could get married without a minion, right? This just says what you mean. The question was, can you get married without a minion? You can't prove that you can get married without a minion, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to get married without a minion, right? This is the most very circular logic. Now what's Gishmak is that the Torah said Deshen, right, as opposed to the Rajba, they're really talking on totally different wavelengths, right? Torah suggestion is saying, what do you mean? There's Ishas, there's Erisin, there's Nisuin, right? So you're going to tell me that if you don't have a minion, then you can't have Nisuin, right? You can't get married, right? Whoever said that marriage is dependent on the Tzibor, right? But potentially, right, our argument is, first of all, especially if it's separate, then you say, oh, there's Erisin, there's Nisuin, but you still need Berachas Chasanim. And Kalab LaBracha is a Surah Labala Kenida. Because you haven't yet, right, have your Ishus, acknowledged by the Tzibor. And that maybe that's a real problem. Right? So Chumash is saying, what, you can't get married without a minion, without Berachas Chasanim? And I think his argument is like, L'chatchila you need it, maybe. But B'dieved, it's not going to be Ma'akev, because you had Erisin and Nisuin. Right? I would say, well, maybe you did Erisin and, first of all, maybe you didn't really do Nisuin, if there's no Berachas Chasanim. But I think more likely, and saying, yeah, maybe you did Nisuin, but Berachas Chasanim is still Ma'akev. Right? Because if we think that Isha starts from, like, Shiduchi, and then, Kiddushin, and then, Bia, and Nisuin, and then Berachas Chasanim, right? The acknowledgement of the relationship and of the Isser by the Tzibur, right, and the acknowledgement of the couple as a node within the network of the Tzibur, so then, yeah, right? In a Hanami, you can't necessarily have Heter Isha Labala until you have Berachas Chasanim and Kalab Lo Bracha Asur Labala Kenida. And if you get married in the city without Asara, you need to go and get a minion for Berachas Chasanim for the wedding to be complete. Right? So I think the Torah Zedeshin just thinks that's inconceivable. And Beit Yosef is saying, like, yeah, that's perfectly conceivable. Why not? Just like if you didn't have a ring, if you didn't have, I don't know, if you didn't have Edim, right? So you can't be Mekadesh, right? We don't say, oh, but what? If you're on a desert island and there are no Edim, you can't be Mekadesh. Right? So yeah, you can't have Kiddushin without Edim. So maybe you can't have it, Isha's Gamor and Heter Labala without Asara and Achanami. And the Shomer Suggestion says that can't be, right? Because again, if we're looking at Ishas and say, oh, Erisin and Nisuin and you need two Edim, so then, of course, you can't say, you're going to say Bidyeve, that it's Ma'akev, to have a minion, right? Rajas and the Beis Yosef are saying, yeah, probably yes. Okay, so I think that really points to this idea that the Tzibor has a real Chashivas, okay? Next time we'll pick up with, just trying to really figure out more about how does the Berachas Chasanim itself play into this? Right? Here we're talking about Kalab LaBracha Asur LaBala Kenida, right? What is the nature of the brachos such that they play into this question? right? Two things, right? One is the nature of the brachos at the wedding. And two is, what about Shava brachos during Shava brachos, right? During the Shiva Shimei Mishteh afterwards. And then the question is like, what's the relationship between them, right? Because if we're saying what right now, that Berachas Chasanim is, right, part of the Nisuin, right, or something like that, then how can we keep on, why do we keep doing it for a week afterwards? Why do we have Shavuot Brachos after the wedding? Right, we have a week of Shavuot Brachos after the wedding, and you're like, wait a second, but they're actually married. Kala im bracha, mutaris lebaala, right? The tzibur acknowledged the wedding, so why is there more Shavuot Brachos? So are they two totally, maybe they're two totally unrelated things, right? Maybe it's the same thing, but somehow they're connected. Or you could say, really, no, it's the same thing. And, right, I think that would argue if they're really one din, you'd have to kind of argue, it'd be implying at least that you are detaching it from the Nisuin, Heter Isha, Labala, Gemar Ishos idea. No. Okay, so we'll stop here. And,